This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian news outlets report that a social media troll factory owned by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the Russian mercenary leader, used to allegedly influence public opinion in the United States and other countries, has been disbanded following the stunning military and mutiny by Prigozhin and his Wagner Group fighters in Russia last month. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotondo.
The Kommersant, a Russian newspaper, is also reporting that the government's communications watchdog is blocking media outlets linked to Prigozhin without elaborating. On Saturday, Reuters cameras spotted Wagner logos being removed from its corporate offices in St. Petersburg. The building was raided by authorities during the mutiny. It was opened only last year and dubbed a military technology center.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will participate this week in his first multilateral summit since the armed rebellion rattled Russia. Analysts say his participation at a virtual summit, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Tuesday, is an opportunity to show he is in control after the short-lived insurrection. The Security Forum was founded by Russia and China in a bid to counter Western alliances from East Asia to the Indian Pacific. At least two people were killed, 28 others injured, about half of them children, in a mass shooting in Baltimore, Maryland.
In what Maryland authorities called insanity, the shooting took place after a neighborhood party and left an 18-year-old woman and 20-year-old man dead. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson.
This is a societal problem that we're dealing with, a mass shooting where a disagreement turns into 28 people shot. This is insanity. This cannot be the society that we are expected to live in.
That's Reuters' Diane Toe. This is VOA News. Politicians and activists are divided on the potential repercussions of a series of U.S. Supreme Court decisions this past week. While some praise the conservative justices who make up a majority on the 9-member court, others are questioning whether their rulings will hurt some minorities. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports, former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has a different perspective than the critics.
The LGBTQ community, according to critics, could be the target of new forms of discrimination after the court's conservative majority sided with a business owner who refused to provide services to same-sex couples. In Pence's opinion, it was a victory for religious liberty.
That strong conservative majority also affirmed the right of every American to live, to work, to worship, according to the dictates of their conscience.
Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of hotel workers in Southern California walked off the job Sunday, demanding higher pay and better benefits in what the union is calling the largest strike in its history. VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting.
Attorneys general from 10 states are suing the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, saying its failure to review and ensure emission standards for residential wood-burning stoves has allowed the continued sale of appliances that unduly worsen pollution. They say that means programs that encourage people to trade in older stoves and other wood-burning appliances, such as forced air furnaces, haven't necessarily improved air quality. The states Alaska, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington are all involved in the action. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Israeli drones struck targets in a stronghold of militants in the occupied West Bank, and hundreds of troops are deployed in the area. Monday's incursion resembled the wide-scale military operations carried out during the second Palestinian uprising two decades ago. Palestinian health officials said at least three Palestinians were killed. It came at a time of growing domestic pressure for a tough response to a series of attacks on Israeli settlers, including a shooting attack last week that killed four people. Jenin, the area of the raid has been a flashpoint as Israeli-Palestinian violence escalated since the spring of 2022. An Olympic champion, Carsten Warholm, won his 400-meter hurdles race on Sunday, then turned to join in the crowd booing environmental protesters who disrupted the Diamond League event near the finish. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.